Back in 1991, mental health advocates put up a plaque to remember the 20 or so state hospital patients who were buried in unmarked graves in the woods behind where the former psychiatric hospital was located in Waterbury. The group, which was led by staff members of the Department of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities, thought they found the site after consulting historic maps and records. A team of archaeologists visited the site recently to see if they could verify that the cemetery was in fact there. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman went along, and he has this report.
Joseph Warren, Kate Shannon, Sally Town and her infant, Patrick.
These are the names of the former state hospital patients who Ann Donahue thinks are buried somewhere in what is now the Putnam State Forest in Waterbury.
Melissa Leach, Christopher Kidder, Maggie Perro, Annie Fuller, Martha Tyler, George Lyon, Philip Potter, and John Harwood.
Donahue is a state representative from Northfield, and for the past 13 years, she's researched the asylum cemetery. She says the patients who died without anyone claiming their bodies, who are buried without identification, deserve to be remembered. Even before Tropical Storm Irene, Donahue had heard there was a site out in the woods where state hospital patients were buried from the late 1800s into the early 1900s. But when Irene flooded the Waterbury complex in 2011, eventually leading to the closure of the psychiatric hospital, Donahue worried about what would happen to the cemetery.
I remembered having heard about there being a cemetery, and I thought, gee, if everything's moves away, are they going to forget that cemetery? So I started trying to find it.
Donahue eventually found out that the state had put up a plaque in 1991. The state archaeologists at the time used maps and state records to determine that the cemetery was about a half mile from the former hospital, up on a knoll, in a wooded area close to I-89. But when Donahue finally was able to find the plaque, a few years after Irene, it was overgrown with saplings and weeds. The Northfield legislator got the state to take on maintenance, and it's in pretty good shape now. The plaque stands on a mound which is raked and cleared a few times a year by the Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation.
These are people that the state had in its custody. The state had in its care. And most of the folks who died at the state hospital during that time, their families took them home. These were people who had no one. So I think, obviously, there was an obligation to respectfully address their remains, but then also to remember, not to just leave them abandoned.
Over the past few years, a new mountain bike trail system has been developed on the state-owned land, and it runs right near the plaque. So Donahue reached out to the Division of Historic Preservation to see if the state could put up some posts and fencing to protect the site and honor those who were buried there. Jess Robinson is the Vermont State archaeologist, and before the state invested in the fencing and said for sure where the former patients were buried, he traveled out to the site to do a little digging and see if he could prove that they were in the right place.
The newspaper articles and other accounts are vague enough that we're not exactly sure. And so what we're doing today is doing a strategy to basically try to uncover not the burials themselves, we're not digging down nearly that far, but just shaving enough of the soil off to see if we can identify discolorations in the soil that are indicative of burial shafts.
On a recent cool spring morning, Robinson led a team of UVM archaeologists who hiked out to the site and began removing the topsoil.
And we're just going to, you can start at that end up there, out.
And once the topsoil was gone, they gently scraped away down into the next layer of dirt. If someone had buried a body out here at any time over the past few hundred years, the archaeologists would have found disruptions in the layers of soil. They dug two shallow holes, each about the size of two coffins, but Robinson and the team didn't find anything.
Well, we're going to keep going. I have to say that so far I don't see any evidence of burial shafts yet.
They got back to work after lunch and eventually opened up four large areas, but there were no signs of any graves. And so at around 3 o'clock, after 6 hours of digging, they decided to give up and confirm that this indeed was not the site of the asylum cemetery.
That's, it would have been nice to have a definitive result. We do have a positive result, I should say. But, we've answered the question, and, now the search continues. So.
Donahue has spent hundreds of hours poring over old records and looking up newspaper accounts in the hopes of giving names and stories to the people who are buried without names under wooden crosses that have long since disappeared. And through all that, she said, the one sure thing she could hold on to was the fact that she knew where the asylum cemetery was.
I mean, this is the one part of all this work that was sort of not in question. So I really, really expected it to be found here, and it's a big disappointment to think it's somewhere out there elsewhere, and we don't know.
Donahue wants to keep the plaque there as a memorial to the patients who are buried somewhere in the area, though the wording will have to be changed. There might even be a second cemetery down in the valley, according to her research. And so she says, she'll keep on looking. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Waterbury.